The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard, was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator, and the governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. Again, Jack is alive and back home, and my deepest apologies for that. I was just misread everything, and I apologize, but he is alive, and we are grateful.
That's
fine.
You don't mean to misread anything. Either you read it wrong, or you didn't read anything. That's pandemic humor right there. That's New York City, by the way. That's WABC. Right? Was it ABC Puss? I think you mentioned that.
Yeah. WABC in New York.
I love that. I feel horrible. Jack's alive. That sounds weird because now it's that quote alone sounds weird. We know why he said it that way. I feel horrible. He's alive. If he was dead, it was a great story. I could have used this on my next reel. So that's good news about the pandemic, that anchor messing that up.
Well, the good news is Jack is alive.
Jack's alive.
Very much alive.
I feel horrible. If you know Jack, he's alive.
I wonder if that dude was watching TV.
Yeah. I know. Hey, man.
I'm not dead. Or am I?
I found that clip yesterday. It was hilarious.
An anniversary of a birth.
All right.
Born on this date, however dead now. Def Leppard guitarist Steve Clark.
Yeah, alcohol. Big time.
Well, and Valium.
Oh, yeah.
And codeine.
Yep.
Got him.
Yeah, let's check it with Dr. Mino on that next time. Can we do that? We mix those three together. Probably not, but we'll check.
Steve Clark says no.
Yeah, well, he did a lot.
Was that like a gradual thing that killed him, or was it just like one night where like a bottom situation?
He was drunker than anybody in that band, and they were all drunks back in the day.
So, yeah, it was an overdose.
It was an overdose
that night. Yeah. But you
come
know,
on, Steve.
Yeah, that's come on, Steve.
That's it. Come on, Steve. Yeah, he was great, man.
Yeah, not to be confused with one of our Deadpoolers, come on, Steve.
Oh, is there a Deadpool name?
Come on, Steve. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Different spelling.
Probably took it from the song, I bet.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But bastardized it after that.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't remember. And I'm not going to.
Steve Clark, not COVID. He died of alcoholism and drugs.
Right, long time ago.
But they listed it as COVID.
You know they did.
Those commie bastards.
Right, all those doctors get $1.
Pelosi
for
listed that.
COVID death.
Pelosi listed that.
And $1 goes to Nancy Pelosi's campaign.
Yeah, vote her out.
I saw it in my news feed.
Science is communism.
CNN and Sesame Street putting on a special about the coronavirus this weekend.
Teach your kids.
For adults?
Yeah.
Well, if you want, 8 a.m. Central Time Saturday.
With Dr. Elmo?
With Dr. Big Bird. Dr. Bird.
Oh,
oh no.
They call me Dr. Big Bird.
No, they call you Jeff.
Dr. Gupta.
Oh, Gupta's joining the Muppets, huh? Probably to teach your kids, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't touch the Grouch. Don't touch Oscar.
I'd like to talk to that guy again. We used to talk to him on a regular basis.
He's a busy man now. He's a busy man.
Well, I think they got different publicists. Yeah. And
he's hard to get through to.
Yeah. A lot of internal stuff.
Firefighters are issuing a new warning amid this pandemic, the global pandemic.
Yes.
I got to say that more often.
Yeah. Yeah. Preface it with that adjective.
That's what Nick tells the kids that every day. Why we got to do this?
Bringing their spirits up.
Global pandemic.
Global?
Right. It's not just
pandemic.
Yeah. Do you ever say just pandemic?
No, not
I,
no.
I like the word global. Oh, it makes it much, much bigger. And true, by the way.
It's more impactful.
Right. And it's really the answer for lot of questions that they have.
Why in a bad mood? Global pandemic.
There you go.
I'm going to use that next time I get asked that question.
Yeah. What's bringing you down?
Pandemic.
Global pandemic.
That and people that ask me what's bringing me down.
That's true.
So several firefighting departments across the country are telling people not to sterilize their face masks in the microwave.
Yeah, that's not doesn't work.
It is not microwave safe. It can spark a fire.
Yeah, there's probably metal in those things, right?
For the they say it's an extremely bad idea.
Yeah, I've seen people microwaving cash. That's not a good idea either.
Really? I'm going to say cats.
Apparently, mail. Mail is another thing.
What kind of websites are you on there, Todd?
They were microwaving their mail.
Don't do that either.
It catches on fire, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. What, are they trying to dry it out or something?
Kill the germs.
Kill the virus.
Kill the germs.
Yes. Kill the virus.
Yep.
Kill the virus.
They need some Lysol.
Yeah. Wow. I guess that's
the mailman. They're heroes. Big time.
Yeah,
the microwaves are working overtime in some households.
And then two cats in New York are the first pets known to get the coronavirus.
Yeah, and they nuked them, like Todd said. He watched the video. He watched the video. They just nuked them.
Awful smell.
Right.
The CDC says that while the virus can be passed to animals, there's nothing to indicate that they can pass it to people.
Yeah. That's good to know because, you know. Dogs are hanging out thinking, why is everybody home? This is pretty cool.
Yeah. Post Malone is one of the people that's going to be doing one of those concerts the weekend.
That's going to suck.
The in-home concert on the
weekend. Oh, wait.
That's going to suck so bad.
Yeah. He's going to be broadcasting live from his home. He's going to perform a set of fan favorites and hits by Nirvana.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I like that he's doing that, though, because my daughter listens to Post Malone, but she's not real familiar with Nirvana. If that's a way to introduce her to that.
If he does it decent, somebody plays guitar.
Yeah, I'm just afraid he's going to ruin them.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago, some Coldplay fan probably learned a Bob Dylan song.
Right.
Yeah.
When Chris Martin did Shelter from the Storm on SNL.
Coldplay's really good. Well, he's really good when he does
Coldplay
Dylan.
Would be a great cover band.
Yeah.
They would be. Right when.
They should stop playing Coldplay songs and just play other songs.
Same with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Right.
When MCA died from the Beastie Boys, it was either that night or the next day. He played a version of Fight for Your Right that I was actually very soothing and made me feel better.
I appreciated that documentary's on one of those weird streaming shows.
It's on Apple Plus, starting tomorrow.
Yeah. I'd like to see that, but I don't have Apple Plus.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
I think we might have that. I want to see that. Yeah. God, I miss the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You can see the Post Malone live stream.
No, you can.
Friday at 5.
My daughter likes him too, and
my son likes him,
but he sucks.
In Central Time,
my daughter loves him. She has pictures of him.
I don't get your son. Your son's too old to like him.
Yeah, he's 35,
and he likes good. He likes good music in general. I mean, he likes rock and roll. I know that, but Post Malone's brutally.
He's got a couple songs I don't mind.
Okay,
yeah, I got rock and roll Facebook friends. Let's say Billie Eilish and this guy are the two best top 40 artists out there.
Low bar.
They suck.
I'm forgetting about Lizzo.
Total low bar, exactly.
Every time I see Billie Eilish, I just, she annoys me because her whole style is this little whisper thing. And it's like, just speak up, will you? Just project like a singer. Shut up.
I wish all high school teams could win, though. That's all I care about on Friday nights.
Yeah. Just don't be too hungover for church on Sunday.
No, you can't.
You might see the same people at church that you saw at the bar on Friday.
Oh, good point. You might.
They're going to go home and have some grandma's pie.
Right. Grandma's pie, and I wish my first kiss could happen.
They might eat
day.
Something, too.
I should learn how to drive every day. There are actual lines from that song.
I thought that was going somewhere horrible.
Yeah.
I thought it did.
Let's look at Grandma's pie. Don't nuke Grandma's pie. I've heard that, too.
No.
Catches on fire. if there's still hair there.
It's been wrecked a few times.
Grandpa wrecked that.
I wish Grandpa could still wreck Grandma's pie. That's in one of those songs. Because Grandpa's old now, he can't wreck Grandma's pie anymore. That's a country song I listen to. Wrecking Grandma's pie. That's old school country. They would have wrote that song.
Yeah. Wheeler Walker Jr. might have. Have you guys ever listened to him?
No, but I've heard he's more old school.
So
right?
Well, right. He's just
dirty, right?
Dirty, right, dirty.
Right. Right.
And there's songs too that you can play around, like all. I know I'll make playlists based on like who I'm going to be hanging out with. You can slide some of those songs in there because they sound like legit songs, and then it'll just go.
Yes,
if they really paid attention, they'll make you turn it off real quick. But
we used to have this. It's an old school record. It's called Chinga Chava's Country Porn, and it was an album that featured a country band that would sing all the lyrics were just really really dirty. Lyrics I can't sing on the radio, and we were all at the beach once, a bunch of guys, and we had it on like a cassette deck or something like that. And the maid was cleaning up, and we were just still hanging around. So we put it on and just let it play and didn't act like anything was going on. I mean, there were some really, really dirty words in it and dirty stories. And I think she might have been Hispanic because she had no idea. She never did figure it out. But it was so dirty. But you're right. You can slip those in with regular songs, and people be sitting around going, what's this? One of them was, I'm going to jump, suck, lick, and then it goes a lot worse.
What if she didn't know what it meant? She's just driving around singing the song.
Do you like this?
No.
What did they do with a lot of twang?
It was just like country. It was just, I can't explain how dirty it was. Off the air, I'll give you a few words, but I can't, Chinga Chava's Country Porn. I'm ashamed to admit how old it is, too. I'm sure it's pretty old.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah. I think this really Walker's like funny. He was a comedian before.
Yeah.
I don't remember what his name is. Yeah. But.
You put it in, you slip it into other songs, and let it play. You're right. Mm-hmm. And everybody goes, what the hell is that?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Joe Biden's campaign claims that they refunded a $2,800 donation from Louis C.K.
Did it really? Louis can't catch a break. Funny thing about Louis is that I don't care. I don't know him personally. I liked this show with the Funny Bone. It was really funny. I love seeing comedians fight over him. It's just like, what? Do you understand? They do hate. Comedians are on both sides of that aisle, and they're staunch on both sides. Guys and girls. It's not just girls that hate Louis. There's a bunch of guy comedians don't like him, and there's a bunch of girl comedians that defend Louis.
Yeah. It's all across the board,
and you don't even know sometimes until you see their Twitter feed where a comedian falls in that. And it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, obviously, we don't know the whole story, but it seems to me that the Louis C.K.'s instance, the punishment really didn't fit the crime. I mean, he got a death sentence.
Well, he didn't. I don't think he did because he for a year he did, and now he's back.
Yeah, but the things, the deal he lost.
Oh, he lost
FX
a bunch of money.
FX stuff. Yeah. He had a bunch of projects going now, and they're dead.
Right.
Yeah, and I think there's still people mad about his apology.
Right.
They're like, oh, he didn't really apologize.
Right.
At some point, you have to say he's been punished enough.
Oh yeah, like I said, I just like to stand on the sideline and watch him fight. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, we're in the land of second chances, aren't we?
Yeah, we thought so.
Yeah, I don't think any of these guys deserve to have, be banished forever.
No, I mean, Cosby and OJ, for
sure. Yeah. And you get rapey.
Ray Lewis should be, but he's...
But Louis C.K. is not Harvey Weinstein, what I know.
No, hell no.
No. But yeah, with all this being public record, I could see why they would return the money.
Yeah,
they don't want it propping up.
Honestly, a lot of women hate him.
Yeah. And that dude's still, he's a brilliant comedian.
Yes.
Like, I'd be interested to see at least what his take on something would be. You don't have to condone everything.
No,
if we need all our comedians to be all our entertainers, for that matter, to be beyond reproach.
No, Michael Jackson.
100% moral.
Michael Jackson probably was a pedophile.
You're not going to have many entertainers to choose from.
And Off the Wall is a great album.
Yeah, I was celebrating Tyreek Hill catches.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bad dude.
He beats his kids.
I don't want him babysitting my kids, but, you know. No.
Well, maybe now you do. Shut up. Tyreek's coming over.
Tyreek's coming in.
Tyreek's babysitting this weekend.
He's fast.
Yeah.
You can't outrun that dude.
Yeah, I was still cheering on
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian
beat your son. Mm-hmm.
Yep. He had those allegations.
Right.
I guess they were more than allegations.
Yeah, they were whip marks on his ass. So, yeah, they're more than allegations usually.
The NHL abandoning the idea of neutral site games at smaller venues. They're now focused on regional NHL arenas to host games assigned by division.
And also read that the NBA's no crowds and maybe get together in Vegas or something like that and play. That's still on the table.
That's one channel I can watch because I don't know the outcome of any hockey game.
No, I know.
I couldn't tell you who won the 1977 Stanley Cup.
Well, see, the trouble is, I didn't care then.
Yeah.
I care less now.
I like having just sports in the background. I'm not necessarily paying attention to it, but I like having sports as background noise on the TV.
I do it once in a while, but then I realize that I'm with Craig, that I'm doing like, this is bad.
I didn't care then. And
I might have a draft in the background.
I refuse to watch the golf. I refuse to watch old Masters. Yeah. I refuse to watch old football games.
Yeah.
I've seen not a single play of any of the NFL that they're rerunning.
Yeah, I don't watch that either.
Nah, I watched the Steelers-Packers Super Bowl that they were replaying a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I watched the Broncos-Atlanta Super Bowl.
I haven't seen a single play.
I think Craig, most of the people are not watching that. That's obviously that's why they're cutting salaries at ESPN. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody's caring. You know,
and
that's why they're loving the documentary with Michael Jordan looks really good, and the draft would be big for him. But other than that, nobody's watching.
And while I refuse to believe it. Every day I will check in with either SportsCenter or First Take on ESPN just to make sure there's nothing.
I do that too.
Oh, it's still nothing.
First Take was about Jordan and LeBron. They're fighting out of that battle again.
I don't care.
Oh, God.
Jordan is better.
They can't shut up.
I know.
They got nothing else.
And they know it.
They know it. Who's better? Oh, God, this again?
Well, Stephen A. Smith said.
They're both amazing.
Stephen A. said, you can take some of my salary because I got nothing. He did admit.
He's to that point?
Well, I saw them.
He was a lot. He did.
I saw him actually speaking on the LeBron MJ thing, and he said, look, I've said the same thing forever. I'm going to say the same thing forever. It's Michael Jordan. End of discussion.
Shut up. And it is, by the way.
It is.
It just is.
That's the correct answer.
Yes, it is.
My son was watching. They were showing, replaying, game six of the finals between the Celtics and the Lakers.
Yeah, the Celtics win
like 08.
They won by like 40 points.
Yeah. That was like, 08. I watched that
too. Why are you broadcasting a blowout?
Yeah, I didn't understand it either because I watched that in real time in 08 because I was a Celtic fan. It was a great game. They knew they were going to kick their ass. I texted my son. I said, he was upstairs. I said, hey, turn this on. You were 3. You don't remember this.
Yeah.
You know, but other, you're right, you know.
It was cool to see, like, Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, those guys get the ring.
The height of their,
But really, Kobe, let the man rest in peace. You got to rebroadcast him getting his ass kicked, losing the ring by 40 points.
They got their ass kicked in 6 games, you're right.
Well, they only won
game
5.
Game 6 was in
Boston.
In Boston.
Complete blowout.
It was a blowout, and Kobe's dead. Yeah, it was a highlight for Laker fans.
Yeah.
Let's watch this game.
Like, the dude just died.
I didn't understand.
You got to rebroadcast him.
I was surprised they play him losing.
That bad.
Really bad.
Yeah, when it wasn't
That's why I left it on. I'd forgotten how bad that game turned out to be. I mean, it was close when I turned it on. I'm thinking, I'll leave this on a while. I'm thinking, oh, that's right. This is the blowout. This is the final game of that series.
Yeah, it's out of all the games you could broadcast. Right? It's something that, is interesting at the end.
They list these two college games. They'll list, like, Arizona playing Oregon from 2016. And I'll click on, and it'll be two plays in. I'm thinking, it actually depresses me more than the other way around because I don't know when I'm going to see that.
Yeah.
You know? Because there's a global pandemic.
Yeah.
You know.
And Tyreek's coming to babysit if you don't shut up.
Police in Florida say that one man tried to avoid arrest in a Facebook post. The Putnam County Sheriff's Office said that 28-year-old Josh Price placed a piece of paper on his front door reading, quote, COVID-19 infected since 4-8-20. So authorities would not take him in.
Oh, did it work?
Despite no confirmed case, officers still wore protective gear when arresting Mr. Price.
Busted his ass.
For fleeing and eluding law enforcement as well as probation violation. The sheriff's office says no fake COVID-19 sign is going to stop them from kicking in your tired-ass door when you have several felony arrest warrants.
That's a nice try, isn't it? That was a nice
try. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got the tactical gear now.
Right. You know what, though? Guy gave it a try, man.
It's a try.
You know, listen, they can't bust me if I got this disease, right? Okay. Yeah.
That's how you got out of jury duty.
Right.
You said duty.
I mentioned this yesterday. I love the crime ones are hilarious. In the Omaha scanner we followed on Twitter, and they smoked some weed that had some wet in it.
Oh.
He came to the hospital to make sure his heart is still beating. We checked. It's still beating. And I retweeted out and said, hey, that's a good question, Al.
If you're curious.
It was a good question. Yeah. Hey, is my heart still beating? That's a great question. Yeah.
And he got the answer he wanted to hear.
It said, we checked.
You do
want
to be the
beating.
First to know.
It was hilarious. Sorry.
Yeah. Or second.
Because he's alive. Right?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.